line. We're talking about him. His press conference is underway.
I thought, and then they were able to wear us down and get right on top in the end. So, excuse me, it's chocolate almonds in the coach's room. So, without being flippant, look, Tommy Sheridan's job on Gaff was outstanding. I thought he racked up a few cheapies late, but thought he was really good. Great return of Aaron, had real influence. They'll only get more pronounced as he plays more. But in particular, out of our young players, I thought a derby, really intense atmosphere. We went hard at the ball. You know, I really thought Lockie Waller and Tucker, you know, really stood up in that area. We're really quite pleased with that. So, and Michael Apness, we brought in. He did what we wanted. He competed quite strongly. I thought we'd continue to see the growth of Yaron. So those younger players, I think, you know, a lot of players with not a lot of experience that we're exposing. And, you know, as we add some quality around them next year, that we all understand that we what's going to come back in, we're really quite pleased with that, you know. And then, obviously, as Sam Collins gets to understand what the level's about against the... We stuck with it. Excuse me. Double chocolate almonds.
Ross just getting a drink of water there.
Things are going to get worse, I heard. You know, we could have maybe changed it earlier, but we thought, this is a really good experience here. And then we wanted to... wanted to come back in. We thought it's probably time, and I thought Alex Silvani went and did a pretty good job. So, well, they're the positive sides. We'd like to sustain it for longer. And, you know, I thought our long down the line contests in the second half were really costly. We couldn't halve them or win them like we should have been able to or wanted to. So, but yeah, we never gave up. And, you know, so yeah, that was about it.
Silvani's shown a lot over the past 2 weeks. Where do you see him at the moment in terms of going forward to next year in his current form at the moment?
Yeah, which is good. I want to answer this respectfully because I think you had the press conference where we're talking about players, coaches, administrators, next year's future. We get all that, but I said we won't be... Well, we'll talk about the current, and because it would be remiss of me to discuss without a collective and collaborative approach to where we're going forward. So I'm not in a position to sort of detail anyone's future except to say Alex in particular was really pleasing today. I mean, he made some errors with the ball, but gee whiz, his competitive spirit and it really opened up late. I thought he was quite good.
Disappointing that second quarter is almost like a bit of an old problem coming back to haunt you, the missed opportunities when you really had them sort of under your foot.
Yeah, that good teams really, not good teams, yeah. To be a good team, you've got to take those opportunities. And you're right, just that bit of polish. But, you know, that's about... We're seeing Shane Yaron grow, you know. And I think that's... Pav's strength has been his ability to be the executioner, hasn't he? To snap the goal and put it through a Michael Walters. So, look, we understand we need to improve that, yeah. So that takes time, but I'm sure we're going to get there.
You mentioned Apness before. Well, you look at his stats at the end, they're not outstanding, but his game was clearly a lot bigger than his stat line. But is he, going forward, he showed more and more signs. Is that what you expect from him on a run home?
Yeah, well, really. We know we've played him early, but he competed well. He plays really tall and strong and second effort. So I don't know how many league games he plays, what, 3 or 4? And, you know, he's had a Rico and ACL before he got here, then a PCL. So we see nothing but upside in Michael. And with the opportunity we're prepared to give, it's pleasing because we know he's a really dedicated worker and focused on his footy. So with a bit of luck, you know, after he's worked as hard as he can, we should improve that.
What were you thinking in terms of Josh Kennedy today and Kevin Collins running for so long? Was it more like a lesson?
Yeah, which I sort of alluded to earlier. Yeah, it was... We didn't want to make it too harsh. There was a couple off turnover and those sort of things. But, yeah, he gets to experience... Josh Kennedy's an A-grade power forward. Dawson normally plays on him and has a fantastic record on him. So there's a bit about, I think, the supply opened up. But I think he had 5 in the first half when the pressure was on. So, I mean, Kennedy's won the medal and Collins gets to go away or Sam and have a look at it and try and improve.
You this before as well, but did you learn anything new about Tommy Sheridan today, given his job?
Yeah, we did. We were thrilled. We had Mick Barlow doing it, and we had Lockie Weller inside last week. We just thought the hit and the whack sort of drained him a bit much, so we'd like to get him through how he's going and build a summer on him. But Tommy went and did that role, and I thought he took the honours, and I think he snagged two, hasn't he? And well, he had a couple of fumbles that, if he had been cleaner, could have more impact. But, you know, it's the ability to back it up, isn't it? So, we were pleased with that.
And with the Crows next week, the challenge of that, especially defensively, what are your thoughts heading into?
Yeah, look, you know, every week's a new week. It's a new dawn. I know my group will come and compete. We've got some young players. What a wonderful opportunity, you know. Certainly not. They're a really good team, but we're pretty prepared to roll up and have a go.
What is next? Ted Assumage had at the club over the past few years.
Yeah, it's not something really thought about. As it is, he's still sort of working here. So when he's gone, we can probably talk about those things. Thanks, guys.
So there you go. One question about Peter Sumich and a nice little hand pass. So 922-1182 is the number if you'd like to join us on the open line.
Carl, Steve Rossich obviously confirming what Kim Hagdorn broke on Saturday morning at the footy yesterday, wasn't it? That Peter Sumich is leaving the Fremantle Dockers. The CEO of the Dockers was in today and definitely confirmed that that is the case.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Now that was confirmed pretty much Saturday morning when it was revealed, and it's where Peter Sumich now ends up.